In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Today, February 2nd, is the end of the Christmas season, the 40th day after our Lord's birth. 2,000 years ago, the Blessed Virgin Mary and Saint Joseph carried her son into the Temple of Jerusalem to offer the sacrifices ordered by the law of Moses. This was the first time Jesus entered the temple. Years later, he would cleanse the same temple of merchants with great zeal. The same temple where he would teach his disciples and challenge the Pharisees. The same temple where Judas would receive 30 silver coins in return for his betrayal. This feast today invites us to celebrate with Simeon that all prophecies have been fulfilled, while at the same time it invites us to remember that Jesus was born to die as a sacrifice for our sins. Today's feast is also called Candlemas. On this day, candles are blessed, followed by procession. We will do that at the High Mass, and reminding us of Simeon's words that the child born on Christmas Day is the light of the nations. Using candles, the liturgy proclaims that God has become a man. And in doing so, God, made man, has transformed and illuminated all things. He brought his divine light that dispels all darkness of the world. A candle offers also a nice symbolism of sacrifice. The candle ceases to exist as its wax melts away. It slowly and selflessly dies as it shines so that others may have light. So too, our Savior Jesus is a light who offers himself in sacrifice so that others may have eternal life. Candles always ornate the altar of the sacrifice of the Mass, burning themselves to death as a sacrifice and reminding us of the one who died so that we could have life. This light of revelation to the Gentiles suggests the reason why the Church has us bless candles on this particular day. The candles used on the altar are made from the pure wax of virgin bees and are therefore taken as a symbol of the sinless body of Christ acquired from the Virgin Mary. The flame symbolizes his divinity, hypostatically united to his humanity in the symbol of the wick running through the length of the candle. The candle is thus a particularly apt symbol of Jesus Christ lighting the path with his divine fire and calling all to faith in him. Finally, the candles of February 2nd remind us that we, each and every one of us, men and women, are called to be lights of revelation to all of those around us. We are called to be like Anna, speaking about Jesus to anyone who will listen to our words, and speaking about him through also our good works and good example to all the rest. like Simeon waiting patiently for the kingdom of God, like the Blessed Virgin in shining purity, ever obedient to God's holy law, like Saint Joseph, even ready to protect, always ready to protect Christ and his holy church. When our time, our life on earth is done, if we hope to live this life with the cheerful assurance of the old man Simeon, in peace according to thy word, O Lord, we must make the effort to shine as a light of revelation to the Gentiles. May the Lord help us to be candles of his light, dying to ourselves, so that the light of Christ may shine brightly in us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.